Jose Vara feels angry. He's outside his home wearing tall black rubber boots. They got about 6 inches of water inside.
Right now, you see, there's no one. They weren't here yesterday.
No one, as in no police officers or city officials coming by to talk to them.
We're thinking on look for a lawyer and go a different way this time. We're not gonna let the city do us like they did the last time.
Emma Vires last heard from the city in an email around June about being approved for a buyout of her home from the 2013 floods. And like Vara, she feels frustrated that no one's walking around the neighborhood with answers on this day.
Where is the city again? Last time it took them 5 days to come out. I'll see how long it takes now for them to come out. It's not a matter of urgency to them. They don't get any votes here. We're all low-income families. They don't give a crap. That's just what it comes down to.
Maria Medel's house is in pretty bad shape. It's on Onion Creek Drive and Onion Crossing. All her furniture is ruined. Her flood insurance expired a month ago and she didn't renew because the city had already appraised her house as part of the buyout.
And we're just waiting on that, but it seems like they're taking forever. So I have no idea what's gonna happen now.
She's worried the city will now appraise her house for less. Across the street, one homeowner who wouldn't give his name was taking this all in stride. He loves this neighborhood and says he'd stay here if the city gives him enough money.
Because a lot of our neighbors end up moving to Kyle, Buda, San Antonio, Bastrop, you know, so we want to stay in Austin on 78744 if possible.
But he says it's likely not going to work out that way.
I guess we just have to take our losses and move on.
And for what it's worth to them, Jerry Reynolds with the Austin Code Department says he gets their frustration.
Their whole life has changed, you know, just in a matter of hours. So we try to understand that and work with them, and most that we can. So, yeah, I feel for them.
Despite complaints of not having any city help, Reynolds says crews are going through the affected area and assessing the damage. They're just not going door to door. And I saw fire and cable company trucks roaming around, assessing the damage and even fixing it too. Homeowners who have a house too dangerous to live in will likely get a notice on Monday. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.